Welcome, all you believers, idealists, skeptics, and all those who question the universe around them. I'm Bailey.
And I'm Ty. Welcome to Cult Talks Conspiracy.
Before we unseal this file, we wanted to fill you in on some really exciting news.
For as little as $3 a month, you can be a part of our pursuit to hashtag question everything by clicking the support the show link found in the show notes of each episode.
Your support would mean the absolute world to us and help us dive deeper into the mind-blowing conspiracies you, Ty, and I all love.
Thank you for joining us, seeking the truth, and as always, question everything.
You're listening to a Cult Talk Network podcast.
File access granted.
Welcome, all you believers, idealists, skeptics, and all those who question the universe around them. I'm Ty.
And I'm Bailey.
And this is Cult Talk Conspiracy 1 year debriefing. It has officially been one whole calendar year since we debuted our first episode of Cult Talk Conspiracy. To the day.
To the very day. Yes.
To the very day. August 29th, 2023, we released episode file 000 on August 29th, 2022. So the calendar date.
I love that. Oh, I love it so much. Oh, that's
worked
amazing.
Out really good. They're both Mondays. That's surprising.
I think we may have jumped into another dimension. Not going to lie to
possibly.
You. Because, I mean, typically years, they move like one day ahead, right? So we should have been on a Tuesday.
It's probably a leap year or something. I don't know how that stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it worked out pretty well.
It did. Very happy about that.
Yeah. So 1 year we've been doing this Cult Talk Conspiracy. We have released, 25 episodes at this point.
Mm-hmm. 25
episodes. That's main episodes. We also have a handful of bonuses and cross-examinations, which have been really fun to do. Yes.
Holiday specials. Those are always some of my favorite.
I love a good holiday special.
I know. You're so eager to make like a holiday tagline that you're like, it's going to stick. We're going to do it. But honestly,
I love holiday specials.
I love it.
It shows you care.
We need to make the Hallmark film. I think Ursa is going to help us make the Hallmark film.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. I do love me a good Hallmark film.
You know, you got the connection with Bruce. We're going to be good.
I do have a connection with Bruce. I can hit him. He's doing Hallmark movies now. So
he is.
Hit him up and we'll get one of those made. But yeah, 1 year we've been doing this. We thought it'd be fun just come on here, just kind of reflect on the last year. A little short bonus episode for you guys. We just came off summer at sea.
Yeah.
It was a good trip.
Yes.
But now we're back on land and we just want to reflect on the year. And we are no ways done. We still got a lot of cool stuff lined up for the rest of the year.
So many things absolutely. To discuss.
A lot of cool shit.
And we're coming up on my favorite time of year as well. Fall and Cult-tober and Christmas.
Fall, we got to get through September. We got some cool stuff for September. And then, Cult-tober is going to be insane for us this year, as it is every year. And, then we got to roll right into Christmas. The last quarter of the year we always talk about on Cult Talk Net is just insane, mm-hmm. the amount of content we put out in that back half of the year. We really pile it on.
Yeah.
Especially when Cult-tober comes around, we really pile on the stuff.
This year
is going to be no exception by any means.
No.
But we wanted to just talk about this year. We've done, like I said, 25 main episodes. We've done three cross examinations this time. We had Black Friday special, which was cool. Mm-hmm. Talking about Men in Black, that might be coming back this year. You might see a part two of that for your Black Friday shopping experience.
I love that. Oh man, there's some there's some crazy wild stories out there with Men in
Black. Absolutely. There is a plethora of Men in Black stories to pull from. Of course, our Christmas episode, which was pretty cool that we did. Santa Claus encounters. That was a wild. I never thought that topic would come up on Cult Talks Conspiracy. And I was even more shocked when there was actually like a pretty decent size amount of people that had supposed real life encounters with old Saint Nick. That was really surprising.
From Ohio, too.
Oh, yeah. From Ohio.
That was crazy for me, because one of the encounters was just like 30-40 minutes from here where I live in Chillicothe. So I mean, that's always really cool when it's kind of closer to home too.
Yeah, a little local.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about our experiences, which was a fun thing to get to do. Have this medium that we're able to talk about our own personal paranormal and high strange encounters. Super fun to do that. The cross examinations, like we said, those were great. We met some really cool people here in this last year of doing Cult Talks Conspiracy. Loveland Frog Festival was a big one for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a great time. We met Star Cruiser Studios, Jeff, amazing artist.
Absolutely.
Just came out with a new map because he does these really cool cryptid state maps. So definitely make sure you check out Star Cruiser Studios, because he did a map, I think, of West Virginia.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I'm kicking that around big time. Add that to my collection.
We should get you like a whole wall and just have it like be all 50 states with all the cryptids and just have a whole wall.
That'd be an undertaking if anyone did that. You know, Jeff's got two out so far. He did Maryland and then West Virginia.
Get to work, Jeff.
Ohio. What's that?
Get to work, Jeff. Let's go.
Yeah, he's got 48 more to go. Yeah. The one I have, the map in black, it's a different artist that did that, but it's still pretty cool to have that. Joystick Show.
Yes.
Those guys are awesome. I met them on Reddit. They were on the podcast guest Reddit forum asking for guests, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I like being on. I like talking. Figured it'd be good exposure for the pod.
Absolutely.
Got on there and became friends with them. I talked to them very frequently over Instagram. They are some really cool dudes. They have another podcast now. They started up Challenge Accepted. It's their spinoff podcast they got, which is really cool.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this they love talking about pop culture.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah,
they have two podcasts talk about pop culture.
Sweet.
Yeah, those guys are great. Our friends out west. And then, of course, the Farthest Reaches, local Ohio boys. We met, and they have become really good friends as well. Really, really glad we met them.
Oh,
you never
gosh.
Know. You might be hearing more of Cult Talk Conspiracy and TFR. CTC and TFR might hear more of that combination if you like that.
Such good acronyms. I love them.
I love good acronym.
Matt and Josh, they're such rock stars. I freaking love them. I always tell, like, anytime I'm talking to anyone about them, I'm like, these are my rock star podcast friends. Like, but they are two of the sweetest souls. Really, everyone that we have met through doing Cult Talks Conspiracy and through doing Cult Talk Net are absolutely amazing people and beautiful people as well. But what's so awesome about it is I would not have got the chance to meet these people had I not been doing this, which is insane.
Yeah, I'm really glad we've done this, because it really did put us in a really cool community of people that like this kind of weird stuff as
Absolutely.
Well. So that's really fun that we got in this community and met some really like-minded people.
Oh yeah,
that we get to associate with.
Oh,
and there's more to come. I mean, we've been looking. There's a lot of cool events coming up next year that we want to try to make it to. By this time, we'll have already made it out to Mothman.
That's getting ready
September.
To go.
September.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go.
Okay, we're getting ready to go to Mothman. So that's going to be really fun. I know TFR is going to be there, so that's going to be fun to see them guys there. But man, yeah, we got a lot of stuff lined up the next year that we want to try to hit to socialize and network and build a nice little group that we work with. So that's going to be really fun. And I'm sure more cross examinations will come from that, because I love doing those episodes.
Absolutely. It's so fun to get to learn about other people and learn how, you know, they came into podcasting or how they came into, you know, making artwork with cryptids and whatnot. Because most of the time, like, I'll tell people that I'm into all of this, like cryptids and UFOs and aliens. And the weird part is the oddities. The oddities, I've only got my one home girl who's into the oddities with me. I need more of you. But most of the time, they'll just look at me like I have four heads and laugh at me. So when you find people that are like, oh, you're into the Bigfoot and Snallygaster and UFOs. Oh, that's freaking cool. Let me tell you about this story I heard. It's mind-blowing. And then we hang on to those people for dear life.
Oh, yeah. We met really cool people. We did some really cool stuff. What's your personal favorite episode we've done so far?
Oh, personal favorite, like out of all of them or ones that I've covered? Yeah,
that you presented.
Oh, that I presented. Favorite, oh man, it comes down between two of them. So probably my second favorite would be, like if I have to choose like a second and top. And I really, so Dimensions, because that one was like a total big brain eye opener. And plus I got to kind of explore a little bit of like what my dad does too. So like that was really cool and really personal. Probably like my all time favorite. Now that I'm thinking about this, because I have to give two answers, is Billy the Kid, because that one really made me empathize with Billy the Kid and kind of gave me like this, not really hope, but like this wish that it didn't turn out the way that it did for him. Like, I feel like, you know, he could have gone like a totally different way, or like more like the wish that I hope he got away. Like, I hope he just left it all behind, never touched it again, and like just went off. And like, there is a Billy the Kid line out there somewhere that is very proud of their papa. So yeah, probably Billy the Kid. Honestly, because that one made me, that got my feels.
Probably my favorite one I've presented so far, I would say, it's toss up. I would say it's probably the Richard Shaver episode. I really enjoyed that one. That was a cool one. Not a lot of people talk about Richard Shaver, but man, that was a sad story. That poor dude got taken advantage of, ruined his whole life. That was a sad one, but it was really fun, or not fun, but it was really, really interesting to investigate and to research. But yeah, that one I'm really proud of. And man, it's a sad story. Mm. Poor Richard Shaver.
Poor thing. Poor teen.
What was your favorite? I guess, was there any that you started out researching and then you realized it was totally different than what you expected?
Yeah. There's been quite a few. Probably the most notable one would be the Mothman episode, just because I went in thinking that I was going to cover, you know, the story of Mothman, you know, how the Mothman originated, you know, where it came from. And then I instead went on this journey of what happened on the land of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which was, first of all, I'm a freaking history buff and a research buff. So if you give me like crap load of things to research, that's like 100% historical. That's my shit. I love it. So that was really cool to do, but it went in such a total direction, different direction, I mean, that I didn't expect it whatsoever. I love the way that turned out, and that's one that I could definitely see us revisiting, just because there's a lot more to that story as well.
Okay.
What about you?
I would say the Project Bluebeam, just because I thought it was going to be this like whole NASA thing, which it does touch on that, but then I didn't expect all the like crazy like white supremacist QAnon stuff to come into play. Also the porn conspiracy. The porn conspiracy, I went in looking for another conspiracy I'd heard where porn stars are actually succubi.
Yeah.
And they're using the porn to like basically like drain energy from humans. I was looking, that's what I went in like looking for. And then I find out this whole thing about how white supremacists thinks that's to neuter the white race. So that went a little differently than what I expected. I wasn't expecting that one to take that turn. When I went in, it was such a different idea of what I was trying to figure out.
But, yeah.
I still want to do the other one. I just got to figure out more information on it. There's not as much information about that side of it as there is the Jewish people trying to neuter white men. Side of the coin. So
tis a thing.
Yeah, there might be a part two to that at some point when I find more information.
I hope so. I wonder if they're like a cryptid succubi.
I mean some sort of demonic succubi of some kind. Okay. If they're able to channel, like, just by you watching pornography, if they're able to somehow capture that essence from you, I mean, they gotta have some sort of mythical or demonic ability to be able to do that through a computer or a phone or whatever you may be watching it on. So that one definitely took me in a different direction I expected.
I would say so.
But yeah, overall though, I mean, I don't think there's any that I didn't enjoy doing I can think of. I mean, I've enjoyed most of them. I know the Philadelphia experiment disappointed me because it was so definitively not true.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you get done, it's like this was a totally not true. Like that one was a little, because I love that conspiracy theory, and I've always just like looked at it, you know, on the surface level of like this really bizarre like experiment that the government did, dark, shady, you know, secret project. But then you look into it, it's like this is not true.
No. Yeah. That one broke my heart, man. I was like, why can't it all be true? I want to believe in these crazy things.
That happens a lot with these. You start researching shit, and like you know about this stuff on a surface level, and the more you research, you're like, I don't believe this.
Right. Yeah. I thought that the super volcano, I thought that one was going to leave me kind of, you know, wanting more, but then we got more news about the super volcano having activity. So I was like, okay, ma'am. I think she got upset because I said that she was basically worn out, and she was like, excuse you. So that's going to be my personal theory on that.
Of course, you know, with this podcast too, we want to make sure we thank all of the people that have helped us on the back end of things. You know, Bailey and I do the talking on the pod and everything, but, you know, we do have people that help put this thing together. So think, you know, anytime you see our thumbnails or our cover art, the little caricatures of Bailey and I, that is done by Evan, my partner. They are on Instagram at Evan_artist. You can check them out. They do really great work. They've done the art for this as well as Cult of Lore, the other podcast we have, and Cult of Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
They did the whole thing for that. And then, of course, Mike, who helps you, one of the main members of Cult Talk Net. He helped create the theme song that we have on every episode. He also helps with the little bumpers, and he edits all like the special episodes we do, you know, the holiday specials, the cross examinations. He's edited those, so really appreciate that. Mike always a helping hand when we need him. The backbone of the network.
Oh yeah. he has sat with every single one of us going through microsecond of audio, just being like, it doesn't sound right. I don't know what it is. It doesn't sound right. And then he comes in and does like his Michael thing, and he's like, let's try this. And then it's like, oh my gosh, that was a masterpiece. Do that again. And he just continuously does that.
And then of course, our editor, the man who edits basically every episode of Cult Talk Conspiracy.
Yes.
You've probably heard him in like little snippets he'll insert. I gave him full carte blanche. I was like, you know, do whatever you, if you want to jump in at any point, do it. I told him just, you know, do whatever you want. Essie is a big help to us, takes care of us, makes us sound professional, and just makes this podcast run. So big thanks to Essie. Evan, Mike, and Essie, they help us out quite a bit. So big thanks to those guys, and like I said, especially Essie. Essie puts in the work on Cult Talk Conspiracy, and we really appreciate him.
Absolutely. Essie, our unsung hero.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to have him on some pods here soon. Yes. You're finally going to hear him as a guest here in the next few months.
We're so excited.
We're going to try to get everything together where we can have him on some stuff.
Absolutely.
Some various shows. But yeah, this has been it, though. I think this is pretty good for our little one-year debriefing, just kind of talking to you guys, a little bonus. Of course, we've thanked Evan, Mike, and Essie, and of course we want to thank you guys, the audience, because there's really no need to do a podcast if no one's listening, and we are fortunate enough to have people listening, so we really appreciate that. This has been a great year for us, doing our first year of Cult Talk Conspiracy, and I imagine we only have bigger and better things to come here in the next year.
Absolutely. It's been amazing. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, this podcast is exactly what we wanted it to be. And we work to make it even better.
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, you guys listening, like, it helps keep us motivated all throughout. 100%.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, you know,
yeah. If no one's listening, there's no need to do a podcast. And, you know, like I said, we're fortunate enough to have people listening, and we're very thankful for that. Like I said, you guys can help us out. If you want to support the show, click the link down in the description. Go to our shop if you want to pick up a Cult Talk Conspiracy t-shirt or mug or whatever wares we're hawking on there at this time. But yeah, I think that pretty much does it, Bailey, for a little bonus, a little one-year debriefing. We talked a little bit about what we've done last year, and we're not going to tease too much. So we want to keep all the surprises there for you guys to get them as they come. But yeah, the next couple months, we got some big things in store, so make sure you check it out. Culttober's coming. There's going to be some special little surprises sprinkled out through there. So
yeah.
Make sure you guys follow us at Cult Talk Net. That's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Threads as well. Mike's going to be handling that because I don't know anything about Threads.
I didn't know it was a thing.
It's the hot new thing all the kids are into.
Is Linktree dead?
No, Linktree's still there.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a new Linktree.
Threads is the Meta Twitter.
Meta's
Twitter. Yeah,
okay.
People are moving away from Twitter, so Meta, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's company, started Threads, which is going to be their take on Twitter.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're on it now. So also TikTok, I think, gets stuff every now and then from us, but I don't post on TikTok, but I think Mike does sometimes. Until next time, I've been Bailey. I did that fucking Michael thing.
I've been Ty.
That's a stupid bit. I've been Ty.
I've been Bailey.
And thank you all for joining us. And as always,
question everything.